Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This is the Sunday Science Supplement for May 30th. I'm Dr. Nikki Ackermans, and today we're going to break down one of the science headlines of the week. On Friday, we talked about the Perlmutter supercomputer system coming online for the first time at the Scientific Computing Center in California. The Perlmutter system, based at Lawrence Berkeley National Lab, was specifically designed to handle AI workloads and is now the fastest supercomputer on the planet when it comes to handling specific math that lends itself to AI. But first, what is a supercomputer? As opposed to your run-of-the-mill computer where computing is measured in million instructions per second, or MIPS, supercomputers do high-performance computing, commonly measured in floating-point operations per second, or FLOPS. Modern supercomputers can perform over 100 quadrillion FLOPS. Yes, that's a real number. And Perlmutter, the latest in a growing collection of faster, more powerful supercomputers, operates at 4 exaflops, meaning a quintillion FLOPS, which doesn't even sound English anymore. It uses 6,159 NVIDIA A100 GPUs, the largest number of those GPUs in the world, to handle 16 and 32-bit mixed-phase precision math. Mixed-precision methods combine numerical formats into a computational workload in a way that requires less memory and less bandwidth, and therefore speeds up data transfer operations. What in the world do we need all of this computing power for? Well, nothing in the world per se, because one of Perlmutter's tasks deals with data from outer space. Perlmutter is going to be used to assemble the largest 3D map of the universe ever made, and will do so by processing data from the Dark Energy Spectroscopic Instrument known as DESI, which can capture up to 5,000 galaxies in a single exposure. Now that's a fancy camera. This 3D map will allow scientists to learn more about dark energy, which is thought to be responsible for the accelerating expansion of the universe. Perlmutter's incredible processing power will be used to analyze dozens of DESI's exposures each night, helping astronomers decide where to point it the next day. By using a supercomputer, scientists can now perform what would have been a year worth of work in a matter of days. This task is especially fitting to the new computer, as it was named after Saul Perlmutter, who won a Nobel Prize for his discovery of dark energy in 2011. Now, that's only one of the tasks that Perlmutter will be used for. The National Energy Research Scientific Computing Center, or NERSC, intends to make Perlmutter available to more than 7,000 researchers around the world. In material sciences, Perlmutter's machine learning capabilities will allow scientists to study more atoms over a longer period. For example, when creating atom-level simulations of systems like battery interfaces. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang predicts Perlmutter's ability to fuse AI and high-performance computing will lead to breakthroughs in a variety of fields, including quantum physics, climate projections, biological research, and more. In fact, researchers who believe Perlmutter can help them with an interesting challenge can submit a request to NERSC to use the supercomputer. Anyone around here want to send out a submission? Later this year, Perlmutter is scheduled to get even more processing power with the addition of 12 more GPU cabinets with over 3,000 nodes. Systems like Perlmutter will become even more capable as we enter the post-Moore's Law era, which we actually talked about in our last episode, so go have a listen. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And remember to rate and review the Daily Tech headlines wherever you get your podcasts. You can suggest which science headline you want me to cover next week by tweeting at DailyTechNewsSH. You can find me at Ackerman's Nicole on Twitter, and I also host a non-science podcast called Stories Your Granny Never Told. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.